in just a moment.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress. Mighty God, an everlasting God, an eternal God. We stand before your holy and great presence in the midst of your judgment as well as your grace. And we pray your power upon this place, a place you declared from the very foundation of the world for such a time as this. Now, Lord, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all honor, and you're worthy of all glory. In Jesus' name and for his acts, and pray. Amen. Give an honor to God. To my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Bell, to you, the Antioch family, those of you that are listening by radio, and those of you that are watching as we stream live on the internet. We greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Romans 12. Verses 1 and 2. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. And when you found it, say amen. And if you need more time, say wait a minute. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Where we find these words, which are recorded. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Thank you. You may be seated. I'm going to use a topic this morning. Serving God is not an act. It is a way of life. Serving God is not an act. It is a way of life. Life has been sanctioned, declared, and decreed by our Lord, our God, and our King, who breathed the breath of life into Adam, and he became a living soul. Life, as we perceive it, is in a temporary context because we live and we die. But life in God's eyes never dies, because God, who authors life, is the finisher of all things, and therefore eternal life is in his hand. But there is something that we need to discuss this morning concerning service and life. There is something we all need to embrace as fellow believers in the house of the Lord. I've been consistently working on the topic of discipleship and service and our accountability to the house of the Lord and to one another. And if we are Christian, which imply that we are Christ-like, then not only are we embracing one another, but we're doing the work that God has prescribed for us to do. Am I in your neighborhood? We all have a responsibility in the house of the Lord, and it is enveloping within the service confine that God has given us. I heard Sister Matthew say something related to this service. We all have been gifted with the ability to serve. My brothers and sisters, service is defined as the act of helping or doing work for someone. And the Lord has given us all of the ability that we need in this life to serve. Serving the Lord is not an act. It's a way of life. From the youngest to the oldest, from the richest as well as the poorest, we all have the ability to serve each other. We have lost something today as people united under the umbrella of commonality. We have lost something in our service to one another. But God is saying, I need you to return back to the confine that would allow you to be blessed and move forward under the umbrella of salvation, grace, and mercy. My brothers and sisters, the Bible speaks of a type of service in the parable of the Good Samaritan in Luke 10 and 25 through 27, where a man is robbed and beaten, and a priest, a preacher, and a Levite passed him by. But a good Samaritan, Brother Gaines, stopped to provide aid. You know, a Samaritan is half Jewish. And a half Jew was never linked up to the real Jews. It's baffling to me because it says you have Jewish blood, but we don't consider you Jewish. You can be biracial, but for some reason, if you're half black and half white, you are different because you're neither black nor white. You are biracial. And there are some discriminatory acts associated because we have decided and defined how we will perceive people because they don't look like us. And so a good Samaritan, half Jewish, stopped to provide service. He stopped to provide aid. In this parable, Jesus was teaching that anyone who is in need is a neighbor. In this story, the service rendered by the Good Samaritan was helping or doing work for someone. Jesus, while here on earth, was obedient to the Father as he lived a life of service. His life was a living example of how we are to serve one another. As Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. If you ever want to know what true service is, I dare you to wash someone else's feet. The humility that impacts a person's mind is completely different when someone washes your feet. My brothers and sisters, service is not measured by greatness or recognition, but by the quiet humility with which we give ourselves for the sake of others. You know, that man is a wimp because he's a humble person. He doesn't say much, he's just easygoing. But Jesus never got into debates with anybody. And when you are humble, you are closely linked to the Lord. When you have humility, you are linked to the concept that God has for mankind. But there's an atmosphere of hostility in the land that does not even look like the Lord. My brothers and sisters, the Lord is speaking to a nation and to a people today. And the question is, are we hearing what God has to say? When we serve, we reflect the heart of Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Service is not reserved for a chosen few. It is the calling of every believer. Whether it is in offering a word of kindness, a helping hand, or standing in the gap for those in need, each of us should be participating in the ongoing work of God's kingdom. I heard the other day someone saying he was going to give someone a piece of his mind. I heard the other day someone say that they wanted to do some work as well. And what I had learned was that one of the person that I heard say something completely unique and different. He said that he hoped the things that he was doing would get him into heaven. And I challenge my evangelical brothers to say that if he's embraced by the evangelical community for saying that, then he needs to go back and look at the doctrinal implication. Because work don't get you into heaven.
Right? Amen.
Service and work get you rewards. Salvation is a gift from God. When Christ came, suffered, and died, he provided salvation for all of us. And our service is part of a reward system. So if he thinks he's going to work his way into heaven, I beg the difference. Because he does not know his scripture. And I don't think he knows it anyway. Mm-hmm. He can hold a Bible up, but he don't even quote it correctly. We need to watch out for false teaching and false doctrine that is propagating itself over the land. I hope what I do will get me into heaven. It doesn't work like that. When we repent of our sin, accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, and receive our new birth or rebirth or be born again, we get the promise of heaven. Christ, repentance, rebirth, being born again, we get heaven. That's the concept. There is no salvation for anybody who does not accept Christ, who have not been born again. God set the parameters for the service that we do, for the rewards that we will get.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now, back to the hits.
Back to the music.
Please believe that.
Be unstoppable.